Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Deja. How can I help you?
Yes, hello. I have a charge on my credit card from this number, and I didn't buy the second thing, so I don't know why I have a second charge.
Okay. What's your zip code so I can look and see your account?
97477.
That was 97477?
Yes.
Okay. And what's your first and last name?
Patrick Hunter.
Give me one second. You said the zip code was 97477?
Yes.
Hold on one second. Spell your first name again.
Patrick, P-A-T-R-I-C-K, last name Hunter, H-U-N-T-E-R. It could be under a different zip code because I have my offices in a different city.
Okay, yeah, it was. Provide your shipping address for me.
2385 West 11th, Suite B, Eugene, Oregon, 97402.
All right, yes, sir. Looks like back on April the 30th, you signed up for our 14-day trial, and you ordered some earbuds with us, some pods, some focus pods for $5.97.
Uh-huh. But okay. I didn't sign up for a trial. They were
yes,
a gift for doing a survey.
What happened was they put you on a 14-day trial, and if you did not call and cancel within those 14 days, they did go ahead and bill you for a price for those products.
Right, but every communication I received was that this was a payment done, finished off, over, not a trial. So I don't want these things, so can I just return them and then we get all my money back?
Okay.
Or can I get these charges reversed?
Give me just a second here. Okay, you sure you just don't want to try the earbuds because they really are. They have a long-lasting battery, and they are a great sounding quality.
It's not the point of the quality of the product. It's the point in the way in which it was sold to me. I filled out a survey for the USPS, which I believed was the USPS. And then I got the charge. I paid for it. Fine. And then 2 or 3 weeks later, I get charged for $64 and $69 for these two items that supposedly only cost this. I think it's a deceptive practice to say that it was a trial and not to do what it was. Now I believe that it wasn't an accurate survey for the USPS, which I had just worked with them a day or two before, and that's why I even did this survey. So it's not the issue of quality, it's the issue of the way that they were sold to me.
Okay.
So I like these charges removed.
Would you like 35% off any future items?
No, I would like these charges removed. I didn't okay these charges.
Once you hit that box, sir, to confirm your order, it was a box that said terms and conditions. Once you hit that box, you were signing yourself into a 14-day trial. And if you did not cancel, it did state that you were going to be billed for a retail price for that product.
Okay, well, then the other recourse that I have is I'll go back to my Visa card and I will deny the charges and to do a chargeback. So that's where we're going to go with this. So either,
okay.
You know, I'm not asking for the first part because I did that. That's on me. The second part is on you and I don't like it. And I think it's a deceptive practice.
No, I asked that you want to try it because if you return it, we do have this particular company has a $9.95 restocking fee. In your case, you have two items, so you'll be paying $9.95 for times two to restock that item back on the shelf.
So you understand that, again, it's okay, so you're not seeing the other part of this discussion, which is the way that it was presented is completely false and will catch a lot of people on this. In fact, my fraud department, which I've already called, said this is a deceptive, fraudulent practice. It's a scam. And it's been reported to the post office a bunch of times, which I just found out because I did the research. So I'm either going to get a chargeback on this or you're going to credit me this, but somehow, some way, I'm not paying for this. So please either reverse the charges now or then you get fined by the Visa people and they'll charge you.
Okay, as I stated on this recorded line, you did state that you were that you did receive those items, and that you were entering a 14-day trial. You may have missed it, but it did state that she was entering a 14-day trial, and you will be billed for resale price for this product. However, what I can go ahead and do is I can give you the return address for those items. Again, that will charge you $9.95 for the restocking fee, but I can issue a 35% refund.
So it's going to cost me $10 an item plus shipping to get it back to you. And then you're going to give me a third back on what was charged. So if it's $70, it's like, what, $25? Back on each of those items. That's what you're saying?
Yes, sir. That's what I was asking. Did you just want to go ahead and keep those items and actually try them out?
So this is my partner, my wife here. So she has a question.
I have a question for you. What you're telling me is you've charged his card a total of about $150, and now you're going to charge him more money to return items he never really wanted in the first place, and I don't understand this.
He did have 14 days to call and cancel if he did not want those items. It did state that in the terms and conditions. And he did not call and cancel within those 14 days. So they just assumed he wanted the product. And
they
did. Yes, ma'am. I
saw no terms and conditions. I've looked at the account. I've read the emails. I saw no terms and conditions.
It was terms and conditions before you confirmed your order, ma'am. We have
told me that he spoke that he did this fraudulent survey, and it took 10 days before any items even showed up. So you're telling me that he had a total of 5 days to try to hurry up and get back to you with no actual contact information. That's what you're telling me?
In that email, I'm sure in that email or on that website, it did state that our number was there. We could have gave him a 30-day extension to actually try the product out.
Him fully for all of the charges. I'm fine with paying the $5 he originally said he would pay, but I am not okay with paying the rest of this money. And I'm really shocked that you guys would do this. Are you kidding me?
As I stated before, ma'am, I'm sorry about that, but this particular company that he ordered from does have a $9.95 restocking fee.
Is this your company? Are you?
No, ma'am. I just work for. I'm just some customer service for this company. I just work for them.
Okay. You need to get me on the line with your boss, I guess, with someone who has the power to reverse the charges now.
Yes, ma'am. We are following the same protocol. I can guarantee my boss is going to tell you the exact same thing I'm going to tell you. I'm more than happy to help you in any way I can. I did offer a 35% refund on top.
I want 100% refund, and I'm really angry.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry about that. The best I can do is a 50% refund.
COVID pandemic crimes, I have an extra $150 for some trinket that you may or may not have mailed. That you're crazy. Are you really that fraudulent?
As I stated before, ma'am, I'm just doing my job. I'm sure you have a job to do as well. I'm just doing mine. This particular company, again, has a $9.95 restocking fee. I can give him that return address on top of that 50% refund.
50% needs to go up to 100%. I am fine with paying the original amount that he believed he was going to be paying, which was a shipping fee. And I understand you are not the person I'm angry at. I'm incredibly angry with this company. I am absolutely appalled that this would even be able to happen. And if you cannot do that, then I am going to my bank and I am reporting it as fraud.
Okay, ma'am. It wouldn't be fraud because we are on a recorded line and your
fraud.
Bank will give us a call.
It is fraud. It is fraud because there is no traceable information.
Okay. As I stated, it wouldn't be fraud because you are on a recorded line and you did state that you...
All of them, every communication that he got so that we have an actual paper trail because there is no paper trail. I've read the emails that we've received from this company and there is no information about this extra $150 or $140, rather, that I'm supposed to be paying. Are you sending the emails right now?
Did you receive an email? Ma'am?
I am not seeing any emails coming in. We're telling it to check email again right now, and I'm seeing nothing.
Well, no, ma'am, I haven't sent anything.
So you're not sending me these emails you claim that we've received.
No, ma'am, just give me a minute.
Have you sent them?
Ma'am, you're not
Are
just
you
going to get an email like that. I am still typing stuff in my system, okay?
Okay, I asked you to resend the email we supposedly have.
Received. I can't resend anything like that.
Okay,
I can't do that.
So that's the real problem here. I have not received the information that this company is claiming they sent. I've read everything they have sent. I have not seen anything about having to spend an extra $140. The package did not.
Yes, ma'am. I don't work in that criteria. I just only work in my certain criteria, which is the customer service part, love, ma'am.
And I want 100% refund.
Yes, ma'am. I did go ahead and issue that refund. Is there anything else I can do for you, ma'am? I also cancel your account out.
Thank you very much.
Have a great day. Thank you.